With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Justin Termini joins us right now.
Can you get off Bumble for 2 seconds?
SiriusXM NBA Today, SiriusXM NBA Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Termini Radio. On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, why did you take so long to answer me? Were you bored by me? Is that what it was?
Well, no, I don't think you guys. I think you guys were in like the process of like punching me up, so I think that's the issue.
It's no, I like
it was on Bumble. I've run through all the women on Bumble. That's why I'm coming to Cleveland for the All Star game, and I'm looking to be very active, ladies out there, because I'm in Los Angeles. I've run through all of them, so none of them like me.
We can't be your wingmen anymore. Lima has a committed relationship. I'm married.
Well, I mean, is it going well, the marriage, or is there, you know, a little room? Maybe by mid-February.
Stay
it could
tuned.
Be over. What do you think?
It's only a couple weeks away. I can do a lot of damage to my own personal life here. Go ahead.
All right, Justin, how much crowing should Coby Altman and the Cleveland Cavaliers do with this incredible, it's not a start anymore. It's an entire past the halfway point of the season that this team is only a game and a half out of first place.
Yeah, they should be doing a ton, because I remember at the beginning of the season, like, we hop around from training camp to training camp, and I was out there, and we sat down with Coby, we sat down with J.B. Bickerstaff, the entire team, and they're like, we like our team, blah, blah, blah. But again, we did that in Sacramento as well, right? And Sacramento told us the same thing, and it's going, like, in one ear and out the other. And I was kind of doing that when we were in Cleveland, because I'm like, wait, you're going to start Jared Allen and Lowry Marketing and this rookie Evan Mobley, and that's supposed to work? Like, you know, because I saw them do that in a preseason game, and I'm like, that's not something you're going to do during the regular season. They're like, yeah, we are. And it's worked. Heck, they've overcome injuries, too. Like, you're taking a leading score, and I think it could have been a little blessing in disguise with Colin Sexton going down, just because of the fit, and he's playing for a contract, all that type of stuff, and it's really opened it up for Darius Garland. But still, I mean, they've dealt with injuries. You got Kevin Love at the beginning of the season. We're talking with him, and he's talking about how he just wants to win, and, like, who would have ever thought that, like, you know, this would be the spot where he'd want to win? It's not about a trade. It's not getting bought out. It's staying there. So they should be doing a ton because – and I tweeted about this last night – it's not something where they've just set themselves up for this year where it's like just a fluke, like maybe the Knicks last year, where you knew that roster was a little bit older. I mean, all these kids are 21, 22, 23, 24. So even if it doesn't click this year where they end up having success in the postseason, this experience can help them out for the future.
Justin Termini here joining us on the show. When it comes to J.B. Bickerstaff, what's been the difference, do you think, with him when compared to other Cavs basketball coaches? Is it just that he has more talent now?
More talent, and they're playing hard. And it seems to be, I think it's like with the roster as well. It's like guys that are willing to listen, right? I mean, if they always had that, if they had like some stubborn stars that have been there in the past, even like Kyrie prior to getting LeBron there, was Kyrie the guy that seems like open to coaching? I'm not sure that was necessarily the case. So I think it's just a lot of guys that want to listen. And like, I don't know Darius Garland very well. I don't know some of the other guys on this roster very well. I've dealt a lot with Jared Allen, though, and he's got to be the nicest, now I guess you would call them stars in the league, because I think he'll be at the All-Star game. So it's just like a bunch of really good guys, I think, probably helps him do his job.
When I see Giannis, you're better at deciphering this than I am. Like, I'm really excited about the Cavs and the win last night, and Giannis played against the Cavs, and the Cavs still were able to beat Giannis with the Bucks. So us, it hits different. But when I see Giannis Antetokounmpo eating his dinner while doing his post-game press conference and saying that, yeah, we actually have to watch this team now. Is that a disrespect? Should I take it as disrespect?
That he said that you got to watch the team now?
Well, no, he's eating his dinner during a post-game press conference.
Well, I mean, they made him hungry. He had to exude a lot of energy. I would take that as a compliment. Re-energize.
Justin, it's just the way that he was kind of laughing. They had just gotten their asses kicked.
We have audio. You want to hear the audio?
Yeah,
play the audio for the man.
You know, it's not the Cleveland that we know in the past years. Like, they're a good team. It's a team that we, you know, got to be careful. We got to scout better. We got to make sure we respect them even more now, because they're a playoff team. They're, you know, they're up there in the fighting for the title themselves.
Thoughts?
It seemed fine to me. Would you prefer, like, Joe Kim Noah saying nobody wants a vacation there?
Well, that's
right?
Different. I thought he was coming from an angry place because he knew the Cavs were going to get him, and they did. And they did.
Yeah, and listen, they got a chance. Like, they got a chance in the postseason too. Because give me a front. Like, what's going to stop Giannis? You're going to need size to stop Giannis. And who has better size than Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, and Lowry Market, and especially Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, who can defend? So, like, I don't think it's the ideal matchup for Cleveland or for Milwaukee because of their size.
Justin Termini join us on the hotline. How do you feel about Darius Garland? What level is he at? I mean, I had friends texting me last night saying, I think he's better than Ja Morant. Like, how good is he right now?
Yeah, I wouldn't say Ja Morant, but, I mean, again, he's, what, 21, 22? I think he made it just had a birthday yesterday, the day before. And I do have a vote. Now, I didn't vote him for the All-Star team because you can only pick as a media member the starters. So I didn't have him in there ahead of the two guards in the Eastern Conference. But, like, he deserves to go. And at the beginning of the year, I thought Jared Allen should be the representative. Now I think they should have two. So, yeah, I mean, at his age, he's one of the top, what, four guards, I would say, in the Eastern Conference right now. And that's just at 21 or 22.
How many All-Star games have you been to?
I don't know. I started going back in 2012.
So you've been to a lot. You've been to a lot.
Yeah, I don't stay for the game. I stay for, like, the weekend where I'm talking to all these guys and taking all that
in. So how does Cleveland make sure they do an All-Star weekend right?
Geez. I mean, just for starters, just have decent weather. Well,
that's hard to do. We can't control that.
No, I'm aware of that, but I mean, like, I think Toronto had record lows the week I was up there, Chicago, New York. Like, it's been a bunch of cold weather places. That's really all I care about. And again, I don't stay for the game, so basically it's just access. Like, give me access and have good restaurants and decent weather. That's what I care about, is somebody who covers it from the media.
Justin, if you have a very nice expense situation going on, we'd be happy to show you some good restaurants in downtown Cleveland.
No. I'm on the West Coast. I woke up early to talk to you guys. You're going to show me the nice restaurants. I'm not going to use my expense account on you guys. I'm going to use it on females. So you guys can take me out, and then I'll fake the expense account that I have later on in the evening when I take out the females for other activities, and I'll pretend it was the food that you guys paid for.
You can't dump that much, Tone. Sorry, you got to let that go. Justin Termini joining us here on the show. So what is a reasonable expectation for Ken Carman, the Cavs fan, about the 2021-2022 Cavaliers? Because when they drafted Evan Mobley, Lima asked me the very next day, he says, Ken, is this a playoff team? I said, no, hell no, with extreme prejudice. Well, now this is a playoff team. So what is my standard, not my hope, my standard now for this team?
Yeah, I didn't think they were top 10. They're going to be top 6. And, I mean, you tell me, like, Chicago, I think Cleveland's a better team than Chicago, to be honest with you. Like, I like them better, especially with Chicago's injuries. Now, do I think you can beat a fully healthy Brooklyn team? Should you be able to beat a fully healthy Milwaukee team? I don't think so. I mean, Milwaukee just won the title, right? And clearly now they're on your radar, as Giannis was talking yesterday, like they're going to take him seriously. I don't think they should beat a fully healthy either one of those teams, but who the heck knows what Kyrie's going to do by then? Maybe he's playing, maybe he's not, maybe he's on something else that's a distraction. Maybe he's hurt, as you guys in Cleveland know he often is. To me, this team that scares me, and I'm not just saying it's because they're in first place, is Miami, because they've been injured all season. Jimmy Butler's barely played, Bam Adebayo's barely played, and they're still in first place. And they're not one of those teams that's going to, like, lose focus like Brooklyn. I could see them just losing focus despite all the talent. So I would pin them right now as probably at worst the fourth best team behind any type of order, Milwaukee, Brooklyn, and Miami. But I could see them beating any of those three teams. I don't think they'll beat multiple of those teams. I don't think they'll go to the finals. But if you want to tell me they get to the conference finals by beating Milwaukee, Brooklyn, or Miami, I could see that happening.
Would a championship?
Could you?
You know, I don't know. Because, you know, there's a lot of really good teams here that I still think, you know, I think about load management, and then all of a sudden it hits on me here. Like, Darius Garland did leave the game for a little bit last night, came back. Like, now I'm 30 and 19, or the Cavs are 30 and 19. And right now, Justin, I'm like, if I'm the Cavs, like, I got to think about preserving Darius a little bit here. I got to think about, you know, my long-term goals here. So now it's made it harder to judge measuring stick games, and then it's going to be harder to judge the Cavs as time goes on.
Yeah, I mean, he's 22. He doesn't need load management. He could play.
But if he's had a couple of back issues here recently, I want him better for the playoffs.
Yeah,
I don't care if he's 22.
And that's fine. And that's fine. But you're going to be a top six seed regardless. I don't see it. Like, Charlotte's a team that maybe could get hot. I'm not afraid of Boston or Toronto or Washington. All right, so you secure a top six seed. And then, like I said, who are you afraid? Like, yeah, you're not as good as Miami, Brooklyn, or Milwaukee, but I could see Brooklyn doing something stupid, right? I don't trust that team in the postseason.
I agree.
Miami's a little bit more professional. They're not going to lose because they're not prepared. But Brooklyn could lose because they're not prepared. They're not taking you seriously.
Yeah, the Brooklyn thing is really interesting to me because last year everyone dumped on them the entire season, and then they ended up a jump shot of whether Durant's foot was on the line or not away from getting rid of the Milwaukee Bucks and probably winning the championship last year. Like, they know that their whole season, their whole legacy is based solely on what happens once the playoffs start. And I kind of feel like they're getting closer to allowing allowing Kyrie to play or finding them every home game he plays. It just seems like they're probably going to have all three once it really matters.
Yeah, that'd be horrible for bad. I mean, it's so great. You got to love it to be in Cleveland, and you have a better record than Brooklyn, where you guys are constructing a team with young kids, and he's got the superstars. Oh, we're going to come together. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And you're actually, like, what, 50 games through the season. You got a better record than them. But I still think you need some sort of continuity. Like, the only reason that was saved last year is because Durant is so spectacular. So, I mean, unless he completely takes over and he plays like he did in the postseason last year, I'm not ultra confident in them. I mean, I think they've had the worst defense in the NBA in the month of January. They don't have a big. Like, aren't you confident with your bigs against their bigs? Would Nick Claxton, scare you?
You know, oddly enough, we just played them and we couldn't score inside all that well. Like, their bigs, I was surprised, and they didn't have Durant, obviously. But you're right. The continuity with Brooklyn, it's way up in the air. We have
no
idea.
Digger Phelps, easy. He gets it.
Well,
you know,
we're just breaking down basketball. Just two basketball cohorts here. Having a good time.
I agreed with Ken. Sorry, Anthony.
That's okay.
There it is. Yeah, he was showing off, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a little.
Yeah, he was.
Justin, do you think? Well, he gets to talk basketball every day. I'm very envious. So,
do you think? I'm gonna ask you right now, Justin. Do you think Evan Mobley would be a good wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns? Go. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tone.
Cleveland Browns. I'm sure if he went to an organization with some culture like Miami, the Heat, that they could turn him into a good wide receiver. But I think he'd probably fail if he was at the Browns.
All right. Do you think, Justin, all weekend long, when we have the All-Star game, there's going to be a lot of discussion about LeBron, about his memories in Cleveland, and we don't have to worry about Kyrie because he's not going to be here. But when it comes to LeBron, how should the fans take that? Because he's going to say all these great things about his time in Cleveland, and I'm sure there's going to be some revisionist history as well.
I mean, you're the Cleveland fans, but I mean, take it as like what it's always been with LeBron. Like, he's feeding you what you want to hear, right? He's doing the business thing. He's selling himself. If he really wanted to be there, he would have stayed there. In regards to like coming, like, who knows when he comes back or not, but I don't think he is. I think he wants to live in LA. But isn't this more enjoyable for you? Like, you got a championship. I understand that. Isn't it fun to root for a bunch of young kids who, like, you don't have to worry about every day. Is he going to stay? Does he want to leave? Like, is he happy here? Is he not happy here? You're dealing with, like, the national drama. Like, I would think this team's a lot more fun, even though they're not as good.
Yes.
Are they?
I got another question for you here before we let you go. This is a very pointed question. Would a championship with this team be more rewarding than the championship in 2016?
Oh, absolutely. Because you can't tell me every single fan like loved LeBron, right? Did you connect with Kyrie? Do you connect with the guys on this team?
No, I'm not high enough
yes,
to connect with Kyrie.
But, I mean, you tell me. But, like, I when it's a surprise and it's not like almost like a business transaction and it's not like, we have to win or it's a failure. Wouldn't that be more fun?
I need to go home and get my steamroller from middle school to be able to connect with Kyrie.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Justin, we thank you very much. Hey,
you didn't
real quick.
Answer my question.
I didn't want to.
Would it be more enjoyable?
I'll answer that when we come back live on The Fan. Hold on. Let me ask you one more thing. Does it bother you that ESPN has a TV show called NBA Today while you're on?
No, I don't care. It'll be canceled within a year.
Justin Termini, follow him on Twitter, Termini Radio, but it's not spelled the way you think. Go looking for it. Justin, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next month.
Yeah, and slide into the DMs because I'm going to be out there in Cleveland for all the females. So,
there bye-bye. You go. He's coming after you, folks. Thank you very much, Justin Termini, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coming up next, what did he ask me?
What if it'll be more enjoyable.
More enjoyable. There it is. I answer that question.
We do a show next.
Next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.